Did they come from different areas of Germany? I noticed that people, I would have expected most of the people who had German ancestry here to be Lutheran, but a large percentage seemed to be Catholic. Were they from the same areas of Germany? Or,
yes, it could be, yes.
Is Fredericksburg more of a German town now than...
Yes, it still is.
What about here? Are there... Do you hear the German language here?
It's not being used here anymore. When I was back about 45, 50 years ago, I had an uncle living in Fredericksburg, and we'd go up yonder, and Bobby, you'd walk into any store, and it would be German. The funniest part was they had a colored boy as a shoe shiner when he was in the barber shop. He could speak German just as good as anybody.
You've been over to Germany, haven't you?
Huh?
Thank you.
Get some of that mustache juice.
That's the juice, not the wine.
Oh, this is good. You've been over to Germany, right?
Yeah.
Have you been over to Germany?
Yes, part of it.
Could you understand what they were?
It's hard for me to understand the German language the way they speak it over there. But we could get along, yes.
What about at Fredericksburg? You can understand me?
Oh, yes. Yes, very well.
What do people fry eggs in?
Skillet. Frying pan.
What's the difference?
Same thing.
Did you ever see one that was shallow like that, that had little legs on it? You could use.
Oh, yes. They come. Well, they had a name of Dutch oven for it later on, but really in the old, I don't know what they'd call them way back then.
Do you remember in German what they were called?
If I did, Barbara, I forgot.
Do you ever hear a spider? Do you ever hear something like that called a spider?
Spider?
Uh-huh.
It's not used in this area. Not the word.
If you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
In a vase? That this is...
What if you wanted to grow them in the house? You'd put them in a...
Well, it'd be a pot plant.
And you were setting the table next to each plate for the people to eat with to give everybody a...
I didn't get that, Barbara.
What would you, if you wanted, if you're setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody a, to eat with, you'd give them a...
Well, you'd have a fork and knife, or spoon, fork, and a knife.
Okay. And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Your steak knife.
Or several. Talking about several. You put out several.
Yes, you could, yeah. But we didn't in back yonder.
You didn't have?
No, ma'am. We had these old cutlery knives, and Barbara, they had to be scrubbed every night. They had this sapolia, we call it, scrubbing material. They had a cake, like a cake soap, and they'd use that, and those knives had to be scrubbed every night to keep them from rusting.
If the dishes were dirty, you say, I have to go.
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes them to get the suds off, she...
Rinse them in hot water. And then dry them. Then you dry them with a cup towel.
Huh?
Dry them with a cup towel.
Okay.
You never put them in a drainer. They had to be dried.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Wash rag.